everything that rocks.
It's showtime.
Good morning, 640. Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Oh, boy. Stretching out quick.
This theme song's from, I got a question, from Beetlejuice. I know you haven't really seen Beetlejuice or watched it too much, but you know what he looks like. You know what Michael Keaton looks like as Beetlejuice. What's that green stuff on his head? Is that moss or is that his hair or what is that?
It's probably like moss or like, you know, like mold or whatnot.
Because you're dead, like he's dead, so there's moss. Is that what they're going for?
I think so.
I always wondered that.
Dead guy stuff. I don't know. No, it's that hair gel from the, it's the LA
LA Styles.
LA Styles or whatever it was. That's that stuff that you could stand behind a Boeing 747.
And hair wouldn't move.
Wouldn't move.
You put it in your hair, it looks like you just got out of the shower.
Fantastic.
Like for the whole day, though.
But it's rock hard. Looks wet, but it's rock hard. Good stuff. Anyway, I digress.
Got some moss on your face, by the way.
What are you talking about? No, it's my L.A. Styles. All right, we got to do your rock news and rock history. Let's get it.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, tell them thank you for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer. By the way, another qualifying round with AIR coming up tomorrow. So very, very exciting. Don't miss out, because otherwise you're going to hate yourself.
We don't want
you. Yeah, you big dumb idiot. Well, this is kind of interesting. MTV, music television, you know it, celebrated its 40th anniversary yesterday.
Oh, what they do, play a music video?
We'll end with how they celebrated. Okay. Well, obviously, it premiered at midnight, August 1st, 1981, and here's how they launched that night, with a rocket launch, okay? Not like an actual rocket, but, you know, on TV. And then the spaceman placing the MTV flag on the moon, which is why they give out the Moon Man Awards each year. Well, until 2017, where they changed it to Moon Person, because, you know, PC. So the 40th anniversary, everyone's, you know, was like, oh, this is really cool. Talked about it. Do you know the first video ever performed on...
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Yes, and that is literally one of the worst songs ever. I can't believe
Video Killed the Radio Star.
Like, it's almost like a joke song. Like, it's like, I can't believe that got approved to go through the process of mate. Like, that song is garbage.
I remember that song just because it was on the Wedding Singer CD.
Oh, was it really? I don't think I remember. But yeah, that that was the very first one that they played, and I can't believe that they were able to survive after playing that garbage stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway, going back to what you talked about, how did MTV celebrate its 40th anniversary milestone? They did nothing. They ran ridiculousness all day. MTV was Old Fear Factor in Key and Peele episodes. That's it, man.
Wow. We ran an episode of Teet Mom.
You know, 40th anniversary, that's a big deal. Why not just for a day? And here's the thing. I guarantee if they went back to a full day of music videos, people would be like, this is awesome.
How about this? I'm just a guy over here. I'm just a random guy. But how about the top 40 videos of all time? Let's throw that out there.
Yeah.
Seems like people would be on board with that,
you know,
right?
They could have done like a year-long vote. You know, like, hey, go to MTV.com, vote on what is your favorite, you know, or and then just play that.
Here's your results.
But no, they did reruns of YouTube videos from Ridiculousness, and that's it. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And, you know, I like Ridiculousness. I think it's a great show, but MTV, you're really, really leaning on that show. You got to have something else. You got to, you know, you can't run it all day long. Come on.
Yep. I do miss all the music videos. And I mean, granted, we got them now on YouTube, but I don't know. There's something I think about on TV when, like, you just got it out in the background and it's just kind of going through, you know what I mean?
So I think there's like MTV2 or there's like an MTV3 or something that still does play music. But you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
You got to pay for that channel.
Yep.
It sucks. Anyway, MTV.
Nice job, MTV. You blew it. You blew it on your 40th. All right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, August 7th, 1962, Robert Zimmerman legally changed his name to, any idea, Hunter, who Robert Zimmerman became?
I know this, and I can't, why can't I, it's not Slash, it's,
1962.
62.
What's a short name for Robert?
Bob.
Okay, I'm giving
Seger.
Bob Seger. No, incorrect.
Bob Knight from Bobby Knight.
Bob Knight. This is rock news. This is rock history.
Okay. Bob Bark. No.
Literally the most famous Bob in the world.
Bob.
This is hard to listen to, man.
Bob.
Brand. Bob. No, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Yes, you know.
Yeah, I guess he's pretty famous.
Famous Robert. Yes, right. So he changed his name legally, 1962. All right. That was not a good look on you, Hunter. That was hard. All right. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR Advanced.
Bob Vila.
Hey, he is probably the most famous one. We'll be back with more. It's Brock and Hunter, WIRX.